Okay, good evening. We're going to be Mamshech. We'll continue where we left off 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, 3 weeks ago. And we'll also get our feet into Toldos Achama, Mevashel Bachama, Toldos Chama, Toldos Eish. It's all really intertwined. So we left off with one significant question. We spoke about the differences between Lach and Yovish. We went into the Machlokes Achronim. If a Dover Lach that was Nitzanin, if it got cooled off, if it's really a Bishul Derais or not, we brought the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan and others who hold that it's not Bishul Derais by a Dover Lach. Once it's cooked, but the rice it's cooked. So the Halacha, according to them, that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul by Dover Lach is only the Rabbonah. So the question was, if you hold it, if you hold it's the rice, so gewaldik, a Dover Lach, once it cools down, it becomes raw, halachically. And now if you go and reheat it, yatsa lettuce, bishul, full bishul. Edus and asor, yeskila. Okay, so then there's a very clear line that differentiates lach from yovish. But if you learn that even by a dover lach, even by a dover lach, the bishul is only the rabbonim. Once it was already cooked, the bishul is only the rabbonim. That would mean that the iser is like a michzik and mevashel. In fact, some use that lashon, michzik and mevashel. And that's why, as long as it still has some warmth from the original bishul, you can reheat it again. That was, in fact, one of the svaras of the poiskim who hold ein bishul achar bishul by dover lach midaraisa, is the fact that as long as it's loin nitzan and lagamri, you could reheat it. And if you're going to tell me yesh bishul achar bishul by dover lach, they held that once it cools down below yatzir lettuce, because halacha, there's no such thing as less than yatzir lettuce. Yatzir lettuce mevushul, not yatzir lettuce not mevushul. So if you're going to tell me that by a dover lach, the fact that it goes below the temperature of bishul, it's the bishul starts all over again, so then the shear should be, if it went below yatzir lettuce, you can't reheat it. It shouldn't be loinitstan and lagamli, which is all the way on the bottom. That was one of the rayas. We spoke about whether that's a raya or not, but that was one of the rayas. So now, if it's a michzik and mevashel, so then what's the difference between a dover lach and a dover yavish? Dover yavish also is a din of michzik and mevashel. In fact, you're not allowed to take a potato kugel out of the refrigerator and put it onto the oven, onto the stovetop. For sure. On a blech is a machlekes, which we'll talk about, whether a blech could take the place of a kedera. Many hold it not, and some hold that it can. But medina de shulchan aruch, if you take a potato kugel out of the refrigerator, a fully baked potato kugel, it has to be put on top of something, on top of a kedera, in order to eliminate the michzik and mevash. So l'chayra, if putting on top of a kedera eliminates the michzik and mevash, and the whole problem of a davar lach is also only a rabbinical michzik and mevash, so why are the standards of how to get around the problem different? Should be the same thing. Should be able to take a cup of tea that was nitzan and lagamri, and put it al gabi kedera. Take a hot, to a cup of tea that was already mevushel. Now it cooled down, you feel it, you see it went down, nitzan and lagamri. Amos says there's no eitzin now, it's stuck. Can't put it back on. What do you mean? Just like I could take a potato kugel out of the refrigerator, which no longer is there a bishul deraisa, but there's still a michzik and mevashel, and that's why I have to take the davar yavish and put it on top of the kedera. So why can't I do the same with a cup of tea? That's what we left off. We addressed many issues. That was one of the issues we addressed. ברוך אתה אדינו אלוהינו מלך העולם, שהכל נהיה בדברי. So, in order to be mitarets this, I want to start going into the inyan of Bishul Bachama, which is the topic that we've been discussing. It actually also touches on Bishul Betoldos Ha'esh, or Bishul Beklirishim Shaloy Al Gabi Ha'esh. So, if we look at the sugya of Chama, so I'm sure the Elam has seen the sugya. It seems to be a machlokes tanoim. A noisim beyo tzadav leyaf kiena besudorim Rabbi Yosi mati uliat minenu b'choil Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi is mati. Now, pasus asugi machlokes if you could be mevashel first b'chama, and then the Gemara says no. The Gemara says b'chamim Rav Nachman b'chamim de kuliyam loy pligi de shoh. So somebody wants to take an egg, mivash or bachame, kuliyam mitzmuta. Kuliyam mitzmuta. Ki pligi betoldos hacham. Mar sova gazrinan toldos hacham, or to toldos hacham, mar sova loy gazrinan. So machlekes is whether we make a gzeh, toldos hacham, or to toldos hacham. And this l'choy would be in the assumption that toldos hacham is zichat derais. That alone is a machlekes. I don't know if the Elam went into that. Told us all. Chassam Sefer with the Chazanish. I don't know if it's in the Maram Akemis. I haven't been following the Maram Akemis. But there's a whole debate whether that's the Reis or not. But Lamaisa, that seems to be the way the Gemara is learning. And now, so now the question is, what is the Gzeira of Told us Chama? What is this Gzeira? There's two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is that toldos chama is a problem that it's michzik in mevash. It looks like cooking. It looks like cooking. Lamaisa, if you're mevash the chama itself, everybody sees you're not being mevash because you're using the sun. But if you're mevash but toldos chama, it's invisible. The difference between toldos chama and toldos eish is invisible. And therefore, it's michzik and mevashel. We go back to our friendly michzik and mevashel problem. Right? That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is different. The other way to learn is, it's more than that. By the way, this way that I just explained to you is the way the Marshal learns. And that's why the Marshal paskins that you could cook an egg on a rooftop. Because everybody knows the rooftop was not heated by the fire, it was heated by the sun. As I talk to Marshal, Marshal brings kama v'kama rayas to that, but amongst them is the fact of the whole arichas and the Gemara of choil and the difference between choil and the whole thing. The way he understands that, that's la halacha, that whole arichas and the Gemara is la halacha. And why is it negel la halacha, he says? Because, in fact, if you have a situation where it's visible, that it's not from the sun, that it is from the sun, then there's no gzeir. The whole gzeir is told us a chama, to told us a oh. There's no on the rooftop. There's no gzeir. And if you look here in Marshal, Taka brings it down the mice. Marshal says, Heichon sheniker shenischamim al yedei achame loy gazrino v'lochein mutil litzlois beya b'shabes al gabi gag. You could go and accept the marshal. You can cook an egg on the rooftop. I'm not talking about the sunlight. I'm talking about the rooftop. You have a hot rooftop. Crack the egg. Cook it on the rooftop. No problem. Mutil. According to the marshal. It is. But the whole problem of a tolda is that it gets mixed up with tolda say, oh, this is not mixed up with tolda say. And that's the whole reason why Bas Smartut, according to Rabbi Yosi, the Sudorim, Rabbi Yosi, according to Marshal, also agrees, be'etzer, to tolda shama. But the Smartut is not the derech to heat up with the fire because it would burn. Al Kuponim, this is the Marshal. Now, Mishtabur by us brings down this Marshal. Mogen Avraham, Levush, they all don't paskin like the Marshal. In other words, we're machmir, la halach. Mishapur is machmir la halach. But the Marshal is a shittach shuvah ba halach. He holds, that's the way he holds the maisa. The Marshal holds like that the maisa. That there's no problem of Bishul b'cham. Now, what's pshat in the others? L'chayr Marshal svodach eisen. Pshat in the others. So one way is balabatish. That the machloikis, Rabbi Yosi, and the Rabbanon, according to them, is whether, hagufa, whether we make like a loy plug. Chachamim say loy plug. Loy plug. Even in a case where you won't get mixed up, but there's a deeper way to learn the machloikis. The deeper way to learn the machloikis, and this directly connects to Yovish and Lach. And then we'll go to Cham a little bit with the time that we have left. We'll go into Cham and Remotion. It's a very negel halacha, how to learn. But first, let's do this. So, Lamaisa, there are two ways to learn what the Chachamim are saying here. One way is very broad. The Chachamim are saying, Loi Pluk. Told the Scham is also Loi Pluk. The other way to learn is not. The Chachamim learn that when Chazal said, Told the Scham is also because Gazrin and told the Scham, Otter told us all. They weren't talking about what it looks like to the Welt, what it looks like. That's how the Marshal learned. The Marshal learned the Gzera was like a Maris Ayin. What does it look like? Similar to Maris Ayin. No, it's no Maris Ayin. Something doesn't look like Todas. Oh, it's no Maris Ayin. Rabbi Yossi, the Chachamim say no. Chachamim say it's for the Mevashel himself. The Chachamim don't want a person himself to come to cook with Toldos Or. And therefore, they also told us Chama because for the person himself, it's interchangeable. It's not how it looks to the Welt. The Welt knows. But you yourself will treat them the same. You yourself will treat Toldos a Toldos. What's the difference if it's Toldos Or, it's Toldos Chama? I'm soon going to show you that that's such a good hava, meaning we have to know why it's not a maskana. Okay? But I'm just telling you, that's the Chachamim. And that's why all the poiskim and the pashtas of the shittas of Rambam, the Marshal tries to put his shita into the Rambam. The Rambam kemat is befer, it's not like the Marshal. Hold that it doesn't help the fact that there's no marasayan, because for you yourself it's awesome. For you! By you cooking told us all, Chama, you'll come to cook the told us all. You, for you. Now I want to tell you like this. If you take it to even a step further, even deeper than this, you just take one more step. And as you say like this, sometimes Chazal make a gzera where they say that because you can get confused and they're similar, so they're so similar that Chazal say it has a shame bishul. Okay? Sometimes Chazal don't take that step. They just say it's Marasayim. You know how to do it because it looks like it. Now it is. There's a difference in Marasayim by, let's say, we find by Cholov Shkedim. You find in Yeredeya, the milk from nuts has one halacha. Blood. There's Dam Odom. There's Dam Dogim. There's all different times. Sometimes Chazal say two things are so close together that it's also, they gave it a din. Basar oif b'cholov. They say you're not allowed to cook bird's bill, chicken and milk. You're not allowed to cook together. The emes is midaraisa. It's mutter. Midaraisa. You could cook chicken and milk. But the Chachamim said, because of osi lachlufe, like the Rambam explains, the Chachamim now came and said, that is basar b'cholov. So somebody would ask you today, basar b'chol of chicken and milk cooked together, is that a maras ayin? No. It's not even osi lachlufe. It is. It is that the Rambam says, you may come to cook meat with milk. But because of that and because of the similarity, Chazal now said, chicken is meat. So now Chazal took the next step to say, this is basar b'chol. Not it looks like it, it smells like it, the dances like it. No! This is Basar B'chalav. It's Taka Midrabon. And it's Taka only because it's similar. And the Rambam says it's even because they may come to cook meat and milk together. Those are all Svaras. But the end result is that Chazal came now and said, you know what? It's a Basar B'chalav Midrabon. That's a new level. The Machlekes between the Marshal and the other Rishonim, you could say, the other Achrayim, is when Chazal came and said, told us Chamas also. Did they tag on because it's Osi Lachlufa? He said, no, what? Told us Chamas, like told us, oh, it's cooking. So now it doesn't matter. It looks like it, it doesn't look like it, it smells like it, it doesn't make a difference. Chazal, because of the confusion, because it's blurry, Chazal said, you know what? Told us Chamas, told us, oh. The best dugma I could give you, Basar Oif B'chalav. Awesome. And that's why they rejected the way the Mashal learned, which was the Mashal said, if you're not going to get confused, we don't have a problem. The Poiskim, the Nacholik with the Mashal say, this is Bishul. Now, before we go into Chama, I just want to end off with Yovish. Lufiani is Daiti. This is a very profound difference between Yovish and Lach. Lach is similar to cooking. In essence, even those who hold Ein Bishalach HaBishal Medaraisa by Dover Lach, those who say Yesh Bishalach HaBishal by Dover Lach, it's regular cooking. Those who say Medaraisa Ein Bishalach HaBishal, even by Dover Lach, agree that it's very similar to cooking. Very similar. It's you can't identify the difference. The naked eye, you can't feel the difference. Memela what? By a double lach, Chazal came and said, you know what? It's cooking. Because of the similarity that a double lach has when it's cold to a double that's not, to something that's raw, they said by a double lach midrabanan, even though it was already cooked, there is cooking. So now you want to start putting it on top of pots. You can go fly a kite. That's just like cooking told us acham on the roof. Because Chazal gave it a gather of bishul. It's cooking. You don't have the liberty anymore to say, well, I have kunsim, I'm going to make shtick. Put on top of a pot, I'll do this. I'll put a petek, I'll make it. It doesn't help you anymore. Just like by Basar Oif B'chalav, it doesn't help to put a big sign. Chicken meat is not regular meat. Don't worry, don't get mixed up. It doesn't help. By Shkedim, it does help. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you could put the nuts, the walnut shells next to the milk, next to the meat, and it's good. So people see it's not real milk. Why? Because their Chazal didn't go to the next level and say, you know what? Nut milk is milk. If they would have said that, it would be like chicken meat and milk. Where you could put up, you could have a tower. You could have airplanes flying around where you're cooking with big signs. Chicken meat is not animal meat. It doesn't help you. Because Chazal said now, chicken meat and milk cooked together, it's Basar B'chalav. Midrabanan, because it's similar, but Lamai said now it's too late. There's nothing to be done. That's the ghetto. That's the chiluk between Dover Lach and Dover Yavish. Dover Yavish, in essence, is not similar to cooking. Because the bishul is still visible in the actual consistency of the food. Therefore, Chazal left it as a michzi. It looks. They didn't take the next step to say, memelitz bishul midrabon. And therefore, on top of the pot helps. And therefore Chazal gave us certain room where it's mutim. Masha Inke, by a dovo lach, Chazal said, you know what, by a dovo lach, yesh bishulach habishul medrabon. It could also be michzi, that you can start off with a michzi, it could be the rabbonin, but now they went to the next level. And now it doesn't help you to start making kunsim. So that's step one. To make this more clear, when we go to Dover Lach, When we go to Bishul B'chama, the truth is, it really is invisible. The difference between Toldos Chama, Toldos Or. It's so invisible that it's actually a very good kasha. Bishul B'chama. Why is Bishul B'chama mutil? So I'm sure the Olam saw Rashi. I'm sure that's on the Ma'amar Kemis. Rashi says, ain't there a Bishul B'chach? There's a Rashi, right? What's Rashi's lashon? Rashi says, not there a Bishul B'chach. The Ran also uses the lashon of Rashi. Ain't there a Bishul B'chach? Lashon of Ran. Now, if you look in the Kiryas Sefer, Al Aramba, Kiryas Sefer uses a different lashon. Kiryas Sefer is found in Perek Tes, right on this Rambam. Kiryas Sefer says, "Avoloi bechamu betoldos achame, the bishul loyhavi elob oy beor betoldosav." Fire or toldos of fire? So the Kiryas Sefer doesn't give Rashi and the Ran's for it. He says not called cooking because it's not bishul. Bishul can only be to fire. Period. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal has a famous tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote on this inyan of Rashi, what Rashi saying, and he says a tremendous chiddush. Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says in Chelek Gimel in Arachayim Siman Nun Beis that he says what Rashi means is what he says. Rashi says the reason why it's not called cooking is because it's not derech bishul. He says, I hold, says Rav Moshe, that that's the real reason. And even the Kiryas Sefer that I just read you, that seems to say that when you cook something by the sun, it's not called cooking. It's not called cooking. So Dr. Moshe, ulemasha bi'alti, kavonos Rashi v'aran, zehu gam kein kavonos ha-Kiryas Sefer. De'ein bishul min ha-Torah elo be'esh, Fahainu, it has to be similar, doime, l'melechas bishul, ukederech bishul, v'im kain, says Rav Moshe, microwave oven, a microwave oven, shetoiv levashul boy kimoyo esh, it's as good as fire. I'm sure some of the food critics here would argue, but Rav Moshe says, he means it's used regularly. When somebody cooks in a microwave, you don't say, what are you doing? Just the opposite. Products advertise that it's microwavable. That's a miler. It's a miler. Zokter Moshe. Vada yesh lemelaf mi bishul or dohoye b'mishkin b'chshivas toldo l'chol adinim ka'av v'yesh isuch skile v'chatos. Can you imagine? But Moshe says yichayiv skile. Somebody takes an egg, he puts it into a microwave, cooks with the microwave, so the Moshe, chayiv skile. B'mezit, edus and asor, skile. B'shoigeg, chatas. But Moshe is not holding back any punches. He holds, this is, because when Moshe is learning that it doesn't make sense to say like any other pshat, other than it's not the derech to cook. And therefore, if you use a regular method of cooking, it should be okay. It should be okay, meaning not okay, it should be bishul. And therefore, microwave qualifies. L'chayah would come out, according to Rav Moshe, that now that we're going solar, and the government has already wasted much money on this process, billions of dollars, that we know of, this time of much more than billions, but that we know of, that has been revealed to us, billions of dollars. So solar is becoming really solar energies, right? It's becoming the wave of the future. I have people tell me that the government now is paying enough money that it's kedai to put on solar panels on the roof. It's already, based on the rebates and everything, more than, you're talking about systems that could cost $50,000, $60,000, $100,000. The rebates are doichet. So now solar is... So according to Reb Moshe, solar energy, which will eventually be used for everything, is Bishul D'Raisa. And in Eretz Yisrael, Dut Shemesh. That's the way they make hot water. Look at all the rooftops. Dut Shemesh. If I count, it's a whole luxury to have a boiler and to put a... Dut Shemesh is the way to go. According to Reb Moshe, it's not a kunst to Dut Shemesh. It's Bishul D'Raisa. Although he doesn't address it in his tshuva directly. But it's the same. It comes out the same thing according to Reb Moshe. There's no difference. Dut Shemesh is D'Raisa. Why shouldn't it be D'Raisa? It's the derech. So in this, Reb Moshe is a yochid. Because the Minchas Yitzchok and the Abi Eimer and the Har Tzvi and the Shevet HaLevi, when all the poskim in Eretz Yisrael came out, have tshuvas on the Dut Shemesh. And the whole shaila there is how to treat the Dut Shemesh. Do you treat the Dut Shemesh as chama, or do you treat it as told as a chama? And there's literally thousands of pages written on this topic. All of them are going without Reb Moshe. Because according to Reb Moshe, it's not even a geya. It's the normal way. This is what's done. This is how to heat up the water. Bishul. Reb Moshe is learning, chama has no maila. And that's why a microwave is also not eish. But a microwave for all practical purposes is eish because it's there. Now the obvious problem is, according to Reb Moshe, what's the difference between the tolda of chama and the tolda of oil? What's the difference? You have a pot. The pot was heated by the sun. Now you have a burning hot pot. You want to cook an egg. It's only the rabbon. Told us a chama. It's not the rice. It's told us a chama. Right? That's all it is. It's told us a chama. According to Reb Moshe, that's all it is. According to the Gemara, that's all it is. If you took a pot and you heated it by the fire, told us a ish. According to the Gemara, this pot, the pot on the right, which was heated by the fire, if you crack an egg and scramble it, I'm not talking about the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says you need a fire underneath it to be D'Raisa. Eish tachtov. I'm talking about without the Yerushalmi. According to the Pashtus of the Bavli, you take a frying pan, you heated it by the fire, it's on from before Shabbos. Friday night you want to have a scrambled egg, you take the frying pan off the fire, you crack an egg, D'Raisa. You have another pan that was sitting on your porch all day, also burning hot. Crack an egg on the pot, the rabbona. According to Reb Moshe, what do you mean? It should be the same. Either way, you took a burning hot pot, you didn't cook it to the sun itself, you took a burning hot pot, and you cooked an egg to it. And nafkamina, how the pot got hot, was an nafkamina. Should make a difference. And taki, you should know, Reb Zalman Nechem is all gizun zayn. He asked us on Reb Moshe. He said, I don't understand. According to Reb Moshe, why should it make a difference? Now the truth is, Reb Moshe alludes to it if you look in his tshuva. He says, Ulechayra hadin bebishul chama betol doiseo, he says, he goes and he says, Reb Moshe ends off, he says, Kivon shachoim bo meho eish, havi kemoshe bishul beish asma. Strange. Since we always look at the source where it got its heat from. And since the heat came from the sun, we look at it like you cook to the sun, which is not normal. Even up now I'm using a pot. The same pot to the left is midrabanan, to the right is the raisa. The same burning hot pot. Both pots, both pans are 200 degrees. What's the difference? Moshe is saying, well, we look at the source, where it came from. But darker is darker. On top of this, there's another glaring kasha on Rashi. But the truth is that kasha is not only on Rashi. That kasha could also be asked on no matter how you learn. How do we learn without Rashi? We learn, well, in the Beis HaMikdash, how they cook, Bishul Samamonim, in the Mishkan, fire. And this is what Moshe asked already in his tshuva. Since when do we say by a malacha you have to do the malacha in the exact way it was done in the Mishkan? As long as you're doing the same tikkun, you're doing the same, whatever you're doing, the same creation, doesn't have to be exactly. That's what it told us. Like the Rambam says, kol adoy maloy, anything which is similar. The Rambam even says, if it's doy maloy maoy, it's a av. Here, when you cook in the sun, you have all the milas. And if in the Beis HaMikdash, they use the shovel and you use a tractor and you potter? Of course not. We don't go and look, well, how did they perform the malach in the Mishkan? We look at the outcome. We look at the creation. That's Reb Moshe's kasha. It doesn't make sense to say that all of a sudden by Bishul, we say, oh, it has to be not only the same creation, but it had to be created using the same exact methodology. Show me that by any other malach. We don't find such a thing. That's Reb Moshe's taina why he says, and because of that, he doesn't accept that there could be some kind of special din. It has to be Eish. Why does it have to be Eish? So I want to just tell you this one point. I know we're over time now, but I'll just take another 3 minutes, pulling out of your time, to give you one yesod to think about, which I really gleaned from the Or Sameach, when he discusses the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, which the Rishonim already asked that kasha. What's the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? Also the same type of kasha. If it's very hot, it's Mivashel. Tosfos has the kasha. Tosfos in Kiri has the kasha, and his teretz is shver to understand what the teretz is. I'll tell you like this. Cooking really has another chesaron. In general, cooking has another chesaron, which the Pnei Yeshua asks. Pnei Yeshua asks, when you cook, l'chayra, every cooking is gomah. It's very different than most malachas. Most malachas, you do, it's a maisa. You're doing a maisa. You're cutting, you're planting. You're doing the maisa. By Bishul, it's a gomah. You're putting it on the fire. On its own, it's cooking. On its own, it's cooking. So the Pnei Yeshua is ma'ir, similar to what the Gemara in Bava Kama asks on Zoyre, winnowing. The Gemara asks the kasha by Zoyre. It's a gromah. So the Pnei Yeshua says, that's the malacha. The malacha is putting something on the fire. That is considered that you performed the whole bishul. That is the nature of this malacha. The nature of this malacha is putting something on the fire, and the derech is that it should now cook. We don't view it really to be a place to say it's like a gromah. I'm causing it to get cooked. I'm not doing the cooking. Cooking's going to happen in 2 hours. But I'm causing it to happen. But the place, that's, so you could say it like this. That chiddush ha-Torah, that putting something on the fire is cool that you're cooking. Torah was only mechadash tapayesh. By Chama, the fact that the sun heats up the world and eventually makes this thing cooked, it's not called your maise. It lacks the action. Really, every bishul has this kasha. And that's why by bishul, Chazal scrutinized how you cook it. Because bishul is a new chiddush that the Torah was mechadash, that by putting something on the fire, it's as though you're doing the ma'aseh of bishul, even though it's really like a garment. In fact, the Gemara Bava Kama says, Eishim Mishum Chitzah. Your fire is like your arrow. So there the Torah was mechadish. But by bishul, once you don't do it, be a die, but be'esh, now it's felt in the ma'aseh of bishul. It's like you didn't do the act of bishul. That explains the Gemara's analogy in Psochim. To told us to Chama, Mavasha Bachama, but told us Achama. To Bishul Korban Pesach. Said, Avnei Nezer asks in the Iglei Tal, what's the Shaykhis? According to Rashi, the whole thing of Bishul Bachama is it's not the Derech Bishul. By Korban Pesach, there's no Derech Bishul. But according to what I'm explaining to you, it's not called a Maisa Bishul. It's not Mesiachis to you. If it's not through the Eish, it doesn't connect to you. There's no linkage. And that's why it's not Derech Bishul Bekach. Rashi Takem Psochi, by Mevashal Bechama, doesn't use the Loshon that he uses here. If you look at Rashi and Dafayim Vov, in Psochim, Rashi says it's not the Av Malach of Bishul. It's not the Av Malach, he doesn't say Derech Bishul like over here. So it's just something to think about. Have a good Shabbos. Huh? Yeah, is it good for you now? Oh, you didn't have it? Okay. No problem.